This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
They have been not doing very well, and you see, this administration decided to make sure that they help the entity to settle so that they are able to clean their balance sheet also. There are some few challenges that then they build it back to balance. So, of course, they need support to inject some capital into the entity. To make sure that it's sustainable, able to operate at 100% fully operational. The government is giving the total support to see how we can make the entity sustainable and, you know, to fully participate in the supply chain.
Special rapporteur, what the companies they are hoping by remaining silent that it will simply go away, but they've not made any effort at all to correct the wrongs. My challenge to them is, can they give us an update as to what they have done on each and every one of the allegations which are in the rapporteur's report since that day, and so that people can see whether or not they seriously are looking to rectify the issues.
The Civil Society Organization Centralization Alliance Network, CSO what are the challenges that we have faced? How are we going to address and bridge the gap in terms of the challenges identified? One of the major challenges, like I said, is one, the capacity in the local authority, which institution they mandate to stand over the city of funds. The other major challenge so far is monitoring aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Monitoring aspect is too low. It is too inadequate to actually be there. You see? So we need to identify and make sure that we put in place a very robust and very jealous monitoring system that will track how procurement is done, who is affected in procurement committee.
I wish to confirm and update the nation that 95.63% of farmers on the Farmer Input Support Program in Central Province have redeemed their inputs for the current planting window, accounting for 155,601 farmers. Meanwhile, 99.1% of the 162,711 farmers registered on the program across the province made their deposits, translating to a total of 161,265 deposits. Chitambo District has an impressive 100% deposits and 100% record redemptions, followed by Serenge and Mkushi, who each have 100% deposits with 99.84% and 98.17% redemptions respectively.
And now, business news. Business news.
Very low for soybean, and that's very expensive soybean.